From Mace 2014, Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live, Mace 2014, and yes, it is Sunday.
The very last... Because nobody said it yet, the Penguin is here.
Oh, man. Anyways. Yes, we're on day 3, and believe it or not, we actually have an adequate amount of War Machine players still left. Kind of shocking, actually, because normally Sunday is kind of like the dead day. We might have less than half left, but we got almost exactly half, if not a little bit more, than we did yesterday. And especially with a lot of these fun tournaments, Highlander last night apparently was... pretty epic. I'm not sure who exactly won or what casters are playing. I might be able to get some information later on today about that. But their next competition is the Spell Draft.
For those not familiar from Spell Draft, go back to the Magic days where you would buy blind packs, open it up, and take a card out, pass it to the right, and you continue until you've built up a deck. Same concept here, except there are going to be spell cards. Each one has one spell on it. And you basically build your Warcaster Warlock spell list and the anima for your beast as well if you're playing Horde side.
Oh, wow. So, actually, that sounds like kind of fun because you can really get some really good stuff out of that.
I think we are bringing it to Scarab as well, so...
I don't know. It sounds like a neat concept. If I was more into War Machine this year, I probably would have jumped into it. So, realistically, things are opening up slowly. Things are kind of... people are trying to wake up, make it to the last day.
so many hangover people. No. Thankfully, kidding. I'm not one of them.
Beer was around last night, if that's a factor. So,
just beer?
Fair enough. There was a lot more alcohol. You should have seen the War Machine players. They were down in some booze. But either way... like I said, we're just going to try to have fun. We might see how this day goes. Who knows? Call it an early day. But for right now, I'm Chris Brown.
No. I'm Brian.
And we'll see you a little bit later on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio Almost Live, and this is the final wrap-up for Mace 2014 here Sunday, and it has been a blast since I've been here. I'm actually walking around right now, which is probably why you hear a lot of background noise. So I'm trying to get some last words from everybody about everything they've done over the weekend, what they've done. I'm actually right now in front of the Cardboard Stash, home of the D20 discount. These games are at retail value. They usually do a 10% discount for conventions and stuff. Plus, you're allowed to roll a D20. If you roll anything above a 10, you get that percentage of discount, up to a max of 20%. So, actually talking to a man.
Brandon.
Are you like the owner of the store?
I am.
Okay, he's the owner of the store. And just a few words of how the con went for you.
Oh, well, fantastic, actually. This is our 5th year at Mace. I've been with it from the times at High Point all the way to the transition to Charlotte. I absolutely love coming out here. Jeff puts on a fantastic show. Always get to make great friends, have awesome experiences gaming, talk to people, tell them all my favorite games, bag on the games I don't like. And the whole D20 discount, you bring that up, but just seeing people's face light up when they get to roll the dice and get a deal. I mean, it's all about gaming. So why not make your discounted game, make it a little bit of fun, build those friendships and relationships. I have so many customers that come back to me time and time again because they enjoy the experience of the booth. So Mace, absolutely fantastic turnout. Good show, as always. Be back next year and every year they have me.
And where is your store located, and where can we find information about you?
Fair enough. We no longer have a physical location, so you primarily find us schlepping it from con to con, online, and sponsoring some of our local game groups in Winston, Greensboro, and Kernersville. You can find us online at www.cardboardstash.com and Facebook.com/cardboardstash. So right now, redoing the store, so in the next few weeks, should be everything up to snuff. And for anyone in the Winston, Greensboro, High Point, Kernersville area, right now we're discussing doing a big one-day mini-con the 1st of December, try and get those last-minute Christmas sales in and do pre-orders or anything. So check us out. And if you need me, shoot me an email, cardboardstash@gmail.com. Again, my name is Brandon.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Have a good time.
You too. And yes, folks, that was just one of many vendors here at Mace 2014. And great guy. I've actually bought a few things from him. He's done some pretty good stuff. So I hope to be around to see him again. Right now, just kind of going around, seeing who else just might be around. My cohort, Brian Cape, is actually playing High Command right now. Playing Signar, which is kind of odd. One would assume that he'd play Rhett if he had the opportunity, or Legion for certain things, but that's kind of a thing. So, how's High Command going for you?
It's High Command.
That's all you can say?
I'm doing my usual, turtling up, waiting for the end of the game.
All right. Well, Brian Cape's always the short, you know, spoken one, always quiet, always one for a quick to the point.
Yeah, brief bout of silence.
Yes, yes, indeed. And so, War Machine's starting to die down a bit. Looks like most of our players have taken off, especially a lot of our Georgia guys. You know, they have quite a bit of a drive to get back. Fair enough, if they go the right way, but
closer than us.
How?
Really, it's an hour to Columbia and then an hour to Augusta.
All right, fair enough.
They got to have 77.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
The difference is you guys are
Yeah, we go a completely different direction. So, and yes, but so far, like I said, we're winding down. Most people are pretty much gone and gone. I actually got a chance to speak to Jeff. He said we had about 660 people in attendance, and which is an increase from last year. So, I'm actually pretty impressed in that, and I'm hoping that we plan on growing again some more. So, hey, how you doing there?
What's up, bro?
I finally got my equipment back. So, if you want to introduce yourself and what you do, it'll be a great time for Rich Cut Radio. So, there you go.
Hi, I'm John Hartness. I'm the author of the Black Knight Chronicles, published by Bellbridge Books, and the Bubba the Monster Hunter series of short stories, available anywhere ebooks are sold. Or Amazon, really, because that last bit was bull. I'm also the host of Literate Liquors, which is a podcast where you can go to find out the best and newest fantasy literature and what you should be drinking while you're reading it. Because it's important to drink.
Read too. Yes, you know, we want to be literate.
Yes, well, literate liquors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, illiterate liquors is, you know, primetime television.
Exactly. So, can you explain a little bit of, you know, some of the books and stuff that you have here written?
Yeah, the Black Knight Chronicles is a comedic urban fantasy series about a couple of gamer and comic book nerds who get turned into vampires.
Nice.
And they exercise their Batman fetish by becoming private investigators.
Yeah.
Along the way, they got to save the world because it's a fantasy novel. So somebody's going to have to save the world.
Oh, of course.
Bubba the Monster Hunter is the Southeast Regional Monster Slayer for the Holy Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And he's a former defensive end for the University of Georgia Bulldogs who goes around the Southeast hunting down things that go bump in the night and shooting the shit out of them. With the help of his African-American homosexual sidekick, Skeeter, and his handler, Uncle Father Joe, who's Skeeter's uncle, but he's also a Catholic priest, therefore Uncle Father, not some whole West Virginia kind of thing.
Well, I guess I'm glad you explained that, because that's what I was thinking.
It's important to really focus in on the important things in fiction, you know, like the funny shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So in Bubba the Monster Hunter, I blow up a lot of shit.
Fair enough.
And there's lots of visits to... Basically, Bubba tours strip clubs around the Southeast and occasionally then hunts down bad guys. And the Black Knight Chronicles, the boys in there hunt down bad guys and occasionally have to go to strip clubs to talk to criminal overlords. They say write what you know, and I know booze and titties.
All right, that sounds like a good way to go.
Yeah.
So, how's Mace for you? I haven't seen you all weekend until pretty much now, but...
This is the only day I was able to be here because I was already committed to a show on Saturday, and I have a day job on Friday.
Okay.
So, it's been great today. I've sold a lot more than I expected for the last day of a con. I'm really excited about all the games that I've seen. A lot of new game developers are hanging out, which is awesome. And a lot of good local game shops. So I think it's really good for the community and really a good opportunity for people to come and discover new games, try stuff in the demo room, and take a chance on a game they haven't seen before. So I think it's great. People should come out and check out their local game con and find find something new to do with the family.
That sounds good. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, John. That's really great news. I'm glad I got a chance to grab this and be able to get a quick interview with you.
Yeah, thanks for wandering by, Christopher. It's great talking to you. And if anybody wants to find out more about me, you can go to johnhartness.com or you can follow me on Twitter at @johnhartness.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. May 2014 is slowly coming to a close as, people are just trying to barely get their last-minute sales, getting their last-minute games in, and it's just been a fantastic time. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Would you like time for an interview real fast? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got another vendor. Fantastic jewelry here, a lot of geek jewelry type stuff. Certainly this wonderful man will be able to explain everything for me.
We're Unique Creations out of Greensboro, North Carolina, and we handmake jewelry.
Okay.
We have a Geektastic line, and we carry standard jewelry as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really good con for us so far. Very enjoyable, nice people.
What's your name and everything? And places we can contact you and see this fine jewelry for themselves, because this is actually really good stuff.
I'm Chance Palmer, and Amy Connection is my partner. She actually owns a business.
All right.
And we're out of Reedsville, North Carolina, and we're available on the web. We have a Facebook address.
Okay.
Which is Unique Creations by Amy. One word.
Okay.
Sorry, caught me off guard with this.
Oh, it's all good.
Unique Creations by Amy at triad.rr.com. We'll get in touch with her.
All right.
And www.unique.uniquecreationsbyamy.com.
That sounds good.
But we have funky bracelets, which are bracelets that turn into necklaces.
Oh, okay.
We have earrings of every kind of geeky persuasion and about every fandom. And buttons and pins, bracelets.
All right, sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a good chance at this because they actually have some good stuff. Great gifts for anybody that, is a geek fandom of any sorts. I see Tartaruses. I see, a lot of DC stuff, some X-Men stuff. What else is there I'm looking at?
We got wine glasses. And
wine glasses.
Strange stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to do stuff that fills anybody's happiness.
Okay. So,
we want to make people smile.
Indeed. And thank you, sir, for your time. That's great words. Getting your word out there.
Thanks. Sorry if I was a bit convoluted today.
Oh, no, you're just fine. It's all good. Thank you for your time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is May 2014, last day, going through just some last-minute shenanigans. And so far, I think I've about seen everybody at the moment. Oh, there's the man I was looking for. He's trying to elude me. I see him. Mr. Jeff, he might be able to explain a little bit more based on what he knows and everything.
And it's also one of those things where if you've got, let's say, 500.
Hey, how would you do? Would you like to explain your booth and some games and stuff?
Sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at a booth here for a game called Havoc and Hijinks.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Looks like it was a Kickstarter game type deal going on. So, looks interesting, very cutesy, but I believe some of the pictures. It's like a little cutthroat, and so. But we'll let
Kristen
explain everything about this wonderful game.
You are correct. It is a cute game. We like to describe it as a cute, family-friendly cutthroat card game. You are taking on the role of a young dragon that's just been recently kicked out of your parents' lair.
Don't go anywhere. Okay.
And the parents of your friends heard about that and said, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that too? So you're all kind of stuck, not sure what to do, and, well, dragons get treasure. So you all decide that you're going to try to be the first of all the baby dragons to get an adult-sized treasure hoard.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 15 to 30 minute card game. It plays really quick. It's 2 to 4 players usually. The market that we fill, or the demographic that it's more for, is for younger players.
Okay.
Friends and family don't really game a lot, because it doesn't have a lot of external rules and symbols and things you have to memorize. It's pretty much what's on the card. So it's good for people that are like, whoa, I don't know, I'm not really into strategy games. It's like, oh no, it's so cute, can't you just try it out? Look at the little baby dragons.
Yeah.
But it's also good for people that are already gamers, because it does have a little bit of light strategy. If you're good at planning a few turns ahead, you can really get the one up on the other baby dragons.
I gotcha. So, like I said before, this was a Kickstarter game. Did you guys have, is this like the first project, or is the...
It's our first game project.
First game project.
First game project. We did a couple of books beforehand, and we kind of thought, hey, publishing a card game is just as like publishing a book, right? That'll be easy. Not true, for the record. So if you're into, you know, independent press and small publishing of books, cards are very different. But still, it worked out well for us, and we had the experience of Kickstarter from the books.
Yeah.
So this was our most successful Kickstarter by large margin, 300% overfunded.
Now, do you guys plan on making an expansion for, or is this kind of a standalone game, or?
It's easily expandable by adding variety, but without tagging it on and making it take forever. So kind of like component swaps. So, you know, you initially have four different dragons to choose from. Well, we'll make a fifth, a sixth, a seventh one, so it's more variety. Kind of like in the way that Zombicide, like, you can swap certain characters and get extra play out of it.
Yeah, I got
that sort of thing. And then we do, so eventually we'll do some kind of like bigger expansion, but currently we're focusing on variety.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. And for more information, where can we find y'all?
HavocandHijinks.com, and we're Epic Slant Press.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for your time. I thought I would go ahead and get y'all. I've seen y'all around and
hadn't had a chance to really get to you.
No problem.
You'll have to edit me a lot. I'm not.
Oh, no, this is that. This is almost live. This is literally as you hear. Don't worry, this podcast isn't by no means a PG or anything of that. Really. It's whatever you see it as. Oh, you are good to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually. All right. And so, now I finally got to the man I've been looking for the entire time, Mr. Hey. Jeff.
Yeah.
No, really? And pretty much I want to get his final thoughts on the closing, pretty much, of the con at this point in time. I mean, we still got quite a bit of time left, but
okay.
Still.
Yeah, what time is it now? It is 3 o'clock, so yeah, we still got about 3 more hours before everybody's going to be pretty much headed out. But it's been a great weekend. I mean, it really has. I mean... Yeah, we had a few odd complaints here and there about stuff, you know, but overall, I think everybody's had fun. I mean, it's just been, you know, nonstop, you know, excitement, fun, great game, good friends, and that's what it's all about. So,
I mean, that's great. You said there was an increase, at least people-wise, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we were about 625, 635 last year, I think. I don't remember the exact numbers. This year,
yes.
We've got about, you know, 650, 660, so not a huge increase necessarily, but... We don't want to go crazy. We don't want to go to 1,000 people, you know, real quick like that. So we're fine. So
you know,
it was fun.
Slow progression, you know, does work. I mean, yes, they've been doing this for 18 years. It's been this successful. Obviously, something has worked right.
It's all about, you know, and we were talking about this, it's about being a family. It's about being, you know, hanging out with friends. And that's what it is. You know, you come and meet some old friends and you make new friends.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it is.
Which I have. I mean, especially with the tournament of I Drank What earlier. I mean, we actually had a crowd wanting to see that. I mean, it was
that's a great
completely
game.
Epic, yes.
Empire Games does a great job with that game. It's quick, it's easy, it's fun. It's never the same game twice.
Never.
You know, so that's one of the good games that we've got. I mean, and there's so many good games. I mean, that's one thing that we want to do. We've all the Kickstarter companies that are here, all the manufacturers that are here, your basic stuff, like, you know, Pathfinder, D&D, you know, with War Machine, so many other things going on. It's just, there's something out there for everybody to play.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And something new for people to learn, you know, so.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I mean, I just really wanted to make sure I got your last thoughts before you took off somewhere, because I saw you taking off. I was like, no, you're not. You get back here.
I appreciate you doing it. I mean, it's like we want to get the word out. We want people who don't know about us, because there's still a lot of people who don't, to at least, if nothing else, you know, visit the website, you know, come and see what we're doing, you know, ask questions.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Go to the Facebook page, you know, see what's going on. So, but thanks for
doing
it. Jeff. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Take care.
Yep, of course. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
know, straight from the horse's mouth himself. Mace has been a huge success, and to my pleasure and dismay, I would hate to see it all end so quickly. Of course, you know, we're around doing what we need to, and just kind of closing everything up. Looks like Impotent Mortal, looks like they've sold quite a bit, doing well. Unfortunately, I can't get to talk to Walt at the moment. Oh, wait, I might be able to get his wife. Give me just one moment as I travel my way over there. Don't worry, she can't get away from me this time. So, and hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it.
That's fine.
Wait for it.
It's
going to
be crazy. We're doing
and hey, Seth, real quick. You got a chance to be on your side of things for Mace this year. How do you think it went so far?
It went pretty well. We increased attendance for War Machine and Hordes almost by 25% this year. We were at 41 people this year. We were at nearly, last year rather. This year we were at nearly 50.
Oh, wow. That's not bad, an increase, actually. It's pretty good. You know, we're closing up real soon. I mean, we still got 3 hours of gameplay, but, you know, people are starting to whittle down. But, I mean, what are your predictions for next year for this? I mean,
I hope we continue to see more people come out, especially for Privateer Press Gaming, because we're always trying to offer more. We're always trying to one-up ourselves from the years before. And I want to see us with more prizes. I've discovered a lot of local businesses that I think we're going to team up with for extra prize support next year as well.
All right. So. That sounds really good. Just checking to make sure I'm still on the air. Yeah. Things are looking good. And what's up next in North Carolina area, at least for your area?
I actually don't know, in all honesty. I'll be honest, I mostly focus on organizing convention support lately, so I tend to know more about conventions than I do about the local tournaments and events.
Well, I'm assuming the Gunbunny forums and other stuff might have information on what you guys do. What kind of address is that? I can't remember off the top of my head.
ncgunbunnies.org. The forums are at ncgunbunnies.org/forums.
All right, fair enough. And this would be a good way for you to understand if you're in the North Carolina area or happen to move that direction and you're looking for places to game and metas and stuff like that.
We've even got a list of all North Carolina, South Carolina, and a good number of Georgia game stores.
Well, there you have it. A good place to check out where you can actually game in your local area if you just happen to be in, just traveling around. So thank you, Stephanie. I don't mean to tie you up, but I just thought I'd get your last few words on that.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. So once again, I'm going to try to get Michelle or Walt Lahan to talk with me if they happen to be free long enough to actually give me just a couple of words of their time. Or I can get Empire Games one more time before we close out.
Happy to.
Sounds good. So after your successful tournament this afternoon, which I actually took time to actually be able to see.
Yeah,
what do you think how the con went, now that we're getting close to winding down?
The con was a fantastic success.
I'll get it.
We had a great time, but we made lots of good sales on it. Folks really enjoyed the game. We were able to introduce actual wine, which was donated by Mace, for the folks who were 21 or older, which made the game even more fun.
Got our Kickstarter video started, which is going to be a huge thing for us in the next few months.
Excellent.
And helps to ramp us up for the next year. It's all in all been a wonderful, very successful con. Definitely helped by your podcast as well. We were glad to have you there. You were a wonderful competitor.
I tried. I really did try. Don't get me wrong. Played multiple games. I kept doing better every time. But
you did. You almost survived.
Almost. Almost.
But in the end, they got you.
Oh, well.
You fought well, though, sir. It's definitely it's a game of wine, poison, and fun, and wherever poison is, someone's got to quaff it eventually.
Yep, that's how it works. All right, well, thank you for your time, Jonathan. And
it's been fantastic, Chris. You will. Yeah, fair enough. You have a good day, man. It's been
you
wonderful.
You do, of course. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan from Empire Games has, you know, treated us well, and I hope to see him at Scarab in 2015, just to see how things roll for there, where instead of giving out wine glasses as prizes, they'll be handing out flasks. And I wouldn't mind having one of those. It'd be really great to have one of those. They do several round tournaments to qualify and then make their way up to the grand finale, which is usually on Sunday, where we typically play for one last round. You usually get the big flask or the big wine glass, depending if you're at Mace or Scarab, and any other eventual prizes like an actual bottle of wine and such as that. So that has gone extremely well. So, trying to see. No, it looks like Walt's still talking to somebody, and so is Michelle. So it's kind of hard to get their perspective of things. Maybe if I can squeeze in at some point. If I can squeeze in. Don't know.
What do you need, $16 for?
And it looks like Judge Black's having to whip out her wallet. And would the family like to say hi?
Hi.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your daughter, correct?
Yes,
Jody and her daughter, as her daughter decides to, you know, strap mom for cash.
Here, you're paying me back 20.
And I just want to get Jody's quick perspective on how things went.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
So,
I'm writing myself really? A reminder that she
$120. Okay.
I'm hardcore. If I give my kids money, they pay it back out of their allowance. That's what the allowance is for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fair notion, you know. Tough love, you know, learned experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I've been down that route. So, pretty much how'd it go? I mean, con's about, you know, 3 hours away from pretty much
Wrapping up,
so.
Yeah. No, it's been great. I mean, we always love this because it's small and you get to see everybody. We have a lot of friends here that we visit with and we know we look forward to every year. And so we just, you know, we just love to come here and hang out. It's very low pressure, you know, just to kind of hang out the entire time. So at the end of it, you know, we'll close up shop and load everything up and then have one big dinner out and then hit the road.
That sounds good. That was Joey Bad from Pinnacle Entertainment Group. And see, I got it right this time. like I said, they cover Savage Worlds and other games as well. And I'm telling you, a lot of stuff, even the ones for kids, actually seem amusing.
Well, those are not from Pinnacle, actually. I mean, you can play Savage Worlds with kids. But some of the books that you're seeing down here are ones that I carry in my retail store, Beautiful Brains, Books and
Beautiful
Games.
Beautiful Brains, okay.
Yeah, so I carry, that's what lets me sell the Pinnacle stuff at the cons.
Ah,
but
okay.
I'm not just restricted to Pinnacle, I can sell other things that I find cool too.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like Call of Cthulhu.
I saw that and I went, really?
Yes,
I don't know.
Really?
I was like, no.
It's been a good seller for me too. I'm really glad.
It's because they're pretty much doing Cthulhu with a cat instead.
And that's why it did well as a Kickstarter for Joel Sparks and his team. And
that's,
you know,
good.
So, it's retail. Yay money.
Yay money, yeah. All right, thank you, Jody, for your contribution and time. I hope to speak to you some point in the near future at, you know, future cons or any business at that matter.
I love that. And you know what? 20 years from now, we'll sit back and listen to this again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We will laugh at each other for you know, finishing each other's sentences.
Trying to figure out, okay, this is what I meant to say. No, this is what's going to happen. This is why it's almost live, folks. I'm sorry. None of this is getting edited. So.
Oh, man. You might need an editor, I'm just saying.
Oh, no. That's not how we roll with Almost Live. That's, we go with what's on the podcast.
So, like, if I dropped an F-bomb, you'd leave that?
Oh, this is an explicit podcast. There's nothing I can really do about that. We've already determined that from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Because the people that normally run this don't really wash their mouths. So,
well, go brush your teeth like a good boy.
Oh.
All right, so that's not so very rage quit. Hey, rage quit right now and swear you're never going to brush your teeth.
I'm rage quitting nothing.
Okay.
Unless I rage quit none. No, I'm going to rage quit you.
Okay.
I'm done. All right, well, have a good day, Jody.
Thanks.
All right, so hopefully I can get to Walt just so I can. Thank you. Finally, he's not talking to somebody. Because his wife seems to be chatting with everybody and I'm not bothering with her.
I just want to get some final comments of how your weekend went and everything, maybe some final numbers or whatnot. So, how did Infinite Mortal do this weekend?
We had a good weekend. It was a good turnout. You know, it's always nice seeing old friends and making new ones. You know, our new 28 and 15 millimeter industrial line was received pretty well. Ran some Infinity players, which is always good. So we were able to sell some of our new Infinity stuff that we've got for our the Infinity Tournament System ITS and the Paradiso campaign setting. So it's a good weekend.
That sounds good. So what are your predictions for next year? I'm assuming you're going to be here next year, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll be here at Mace, and we'll also be at Mace West again next year.
Okay, so expect to see Walt Michelle Lahan, you know, selling such beautiful terrain. They have Brian Cape over here actually painting some stuff to kind of give off the aesthetic of what it looks like painted. Though the just a regular old wood burning kind of look actually does it justice on its own. And kind of like it. So
well, we appreciate that, Chris. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I do what I can, man.
I know.
And so this gentleman over here, he's got some good art. I want to talk to him for just a moment. he's been kind of around talking around. Are you a local artist? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie. So just kind of give us a name, your art style a little bit, and probably a place where people can kind of see your art on just a regular notice.
Okay. My name is Ben Mirabelli. I'm a teacher in Concord, and my art style is, I guess, sepia tone, some color. And my work is on display at benmirabelli.com. That's BenMirabelli.com.
Okay. So when did you get started and kind of, you know, made your way to hitting cons and selling artwork?
Well, I guess I started showing regularly about 6 years ago. The con scene is fairly new for me. I went to Dragon Con when I was a young adult, I guess, and a lot. I worked at the Renaissance Festival here in Carolina.
Cool.
I guess I started doing the con scene around this time last year, actually. Mace was my first con that I ever worked at. And then I did Con Carolinas in the summer.
Oh, okay. Now, just for a quick idea of some of the artwork he does, obviously, not the style looks amazing a lot. The great shading, the great use of color.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, he brings in the geek side of everything. You know, we see a lot of what looks like, I think, Game of Thrones, definitely. I see a little bit of Legend of Zelda, Doctor Who, Harry Potter, Cthulhu there at the bottom, I see a little bit. A lot of just general fantasy. I think I saw some like mythical gods or some point.
Yeah.
When I was flipping through some of his pictures. He's just amazing work. Yeah, if you get a chance to look at his stuff online, I would recommend doing so. So just for a final touch, how was business for you pretty much throughout the weekend?
It worked pretty well, better than last year, I think. So I don't know whether people saw me last year and kind of came out again, but it was a good con for me. So.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir, for your time, and I'm glad I got a chance to interview you and got your name out there and everything.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, thank you, sir. Have a good time.
You too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thinking that would be a good enough time to probably call it a good day. And Mace 2014 is just such a wonderful time, great con,
Obviously, everybody has high hopes for next year for Mace 19. So, until next time, I'm Chris Brown, Racecrit Radio 24, excuse me, Racecrit Radio Almost Live. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQR podcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic at ragequitradio.podomatic.com or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.